Buongiorno, benvenuti a Give 'em the Boot, il nuovo programma di musica italiana su CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Io sono Linda Bull e sono la vostra presentatrice. E vorrei proporre oggi un po' di musica nuova. Ho ricevuto proprio l'altro giorno, grazie a Paul Norton, il nuovo disco di Rita Chiarelli. E la settimana scorsa abbiamo sentito un paio di pezzi da questo nuovo disco, che è un disco di canzoni italiane. Rita Chiarelli è una cantautrice di blues, che è canadese, credo nata in Italia, di genitori italiani, romani credo, e lei di solito fa musica blues, rock, folk, roots, un po' di tutto. È molto brava, ha una voce molto particolare, però per questo disco ha deciso di scegliere tutte le canzoni italiane che lei ricorda dalla sua infanzia, canzoni che a lei piacciono. E vorrei cominciare con una canzone napoletana da un cantautore molto famoso, che si chiamava Totò. E questa canzone è stata fatta da quasi tutti i cantanti italiani. Si chiama Malla Femmina e lei la canta in dialetto napoletano. Thank you.
l'avesse fatta un'altra, quello che ha fatto a me. Stomo d'avesse ucciso e vuoi sapere perché. Perché in coppa sederà femmine come te. Non c'è ne sta ben uomo onesto come me. Femmina, tu sei una male femmina, sto cuore ha fatto chiagnere, lacrime infame da. Femmina, sei tu peggio una vivra, ma stuzzicato l'anima e non posso più campare. Femmina, sei dolce come lo zucchero, però sta faccia d'angelo te serve per ingannare. Vuoi sapere perché? Perché looking amore sei stata tu per me. E mo per no capriccio tu hai cambiato niente. saber que
che importa, tu dimmi quando, quando, dove sono le tue mani, il tuo naso, verso un giorno disperato, e io sete, ho sete ancora. Penso al futuro. Tu dimmi quando, quando siamo angeli che cercano un sorriso, non nascondere il tuo viso, perché ho sete ancora, ho sete ancora. Questa strana pazzia è il paradiso che forse esiste, chi vuole un figlio non esiste.
See.
già voluto bene a te. Te m'hai voluto bene a me, ma non c'è mai più. Ma a volte tu distrattamente pensa a me. Campava con vase che vase e cantava e chiagniva per me. O gardiello cantava vetica, le ginella già voluto bene a te, te m'hai voluto bene a me, ma non c'è mai più, ma a volte tu distratta.
Rita Chiarelli from her latest album Cuore, The Italian Sessions. It's an album of Italian folk songs and love songs that she recalls from her childhood, classics in many of them in the Italian singing tradition. And that song was Reginella. It's a simple love song about a couple in love, and she goes to the big city. He loses touch with her, and it's just it's a very sad song. Many of the songs in this album are love songs, actually. The first one we heard from Rita, first up in that set, was Mala Femmina, a very famous song written by Antonio de Curtis, whose other name is Totò. He was a very famous comic in the 20th century in Italy. And the story goes that the author, Totò, he had his heart broken by a very famous Italian actress, and the heartbreak turned into this song, and it turned out to be a classic song. It's a really great song. She really, really sings her guts out on that too, which is pretty typical of most of that album. Rita Chiarelli is more probably known as, CBC described her as the Canadian goddess of the blues. It's very true. I mean, I've heard a little bit of her other work too, and it's just, she's got a stunning rich, raw voice. In between there, I managed to slip in a little bit of Pino Daniele, another Neapolitan singer and songwriter, and that song was called Quando, from his album The Best of Pino Daniele from a number of years ago. He is, I'd say he's probably in his 50s now. He grew up in Naples in a time when American blues music was very popular, because you're probably familiar with the fact that during World War II, a lot of American soldiers were stationed in Italy, and particularly in the port town of Naples. So blues music is is very big there. So he grew up listening to that, and he grew into a fantastic blues singer of his own right. He does most of his own works, and if you want to have a look, check out pinodaniele.net. All right, well, you're listening to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour-long music show of Italian music, of folk music and other music. If you'd like to drop me a line, my email is musicalboot@yahoo.ca. You can, of course, also phone into CITR on 604-822-2487 if you feel like saying hi. Before we go into the next set of tunes, I've got a little bit of music from Massimo Ferrante, who is a Calabrian songwriter who specializes in his latest album on regional music from the south. And also I have something new from Riccardo Tesi and and Claudio Carboni from their new album Crinali. I want to just mention that there's a really great event happening on Saturday, October 28th at the Alice Mackay Room in the Vancouver Central Public Library. It's going to be an evening talk with award-winning journalist and host of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman. It is a benefit for Vancouver's campus community radio stations, so come along to support the broadcasting operations of us, CITR, CJSF, and CFRO. So that's on Saturday, October 28th, 8 p.m., Alice Mackay Room. And you can get tickets from Banyan Books, Spartacus Books, Co-op Books, as well as the different radio stations. If you've got any more questions about that, feel free to call the station and we'll tell you what we can, or you can contact democracynow.org. Okay, allora vorrei introdurre un cantante di Yoghi in Calabria. Si chiama Massimo Ferrante e lui ha un nuovo disco che si chiama Ricordi, e questa canzone qui è in dialetto del sud e si chiama A Novella.
Te voglio puntare da Maurienzo, stamma a sentire. Quando è dopo te la puoi scordare, una novella che te voglio puntare. Dove c'è stato un uomo che teneva a due capi, che sta storia comincia così. Dove c'è stato un uomo che teneva a due capi, una novella che te voglio puntare. Tre soli bellezze della figlia del re, l'occhio cuore, lo bello parla. L'uomo con due capo se la vuole sposare, tre soldi bellezze e la figlia del re. Dove ci stava un uomo che teneva due capi, una novella che da voglio puntare. Quattro figlie mascole, due anche due nere, a fortuna puletta così. Quattro figlie mascole, due anche due nere, tre soldi bellezze e la figlia del re. Dove ci stava un uomo che teneva due capi, una novella che da voglio puntare. Cingole con mare che ricette l'allera, che ti piace, chio yango, chio nira. Cingole con mare che ricette l'allera, quattro figlie mascole, noi anche due nire. Tre soli bellezze della figlia del re. Dove ci stava un uomo che teneva due capi, una novella che da voglio puntare. Sei sulle iastemme che regina manai, perché figlia non era né uguale. Sei sulle iastemme che regina manai, cingoli con mare che ricette l'allera. Quattro figlie mascole e anche due nere, tre soli bellezze della figlia del re. Dove ci stava un uomo che teneva due capi, una novella che te voglio puntare. Sette sono venute sette cavaliere, caregina mannata a chiamare. Bettaglia di capanere, sette sono venute sette cavaliere. Sei su lei a stemma, caregina manaia. Cingoli con mare, caricette l'allera. Quattro figlie mascole, lui anche tu in ira. Tre soli bellezze della figlia del re. Dove ci stava un uomo che teneva due capi, una novella che te voglio contare. otto rimanelle delle quattro creature, tutte insieme volimmo campare. Tutte insieme, anche mille, otto rimanelle delle quattro creature, sette subvenute, sette cavaliere, sei sulle astemme, care Gina Manaia, cinque le gommare, care Cette Rallera, quattro figlie mascole, lui anche tu inire, tre soli bellezze, e la figlia d'orre. Noi ci stava nonno che teneva due capi, una è la novella che te voglio contare. Nove a così per nesce questa storia, o cavaliere n'avete pietà. E se portai a un paese lontano, a due campanellere felice, sul paese come si chiama, questa favola non ce lo dice, piantilini andivinella, su paese quanto è bella, si lo sai non lo dire a nessuno, perché ognuno se la tatua, si lo trova imparati la mamma. Nove a così fornisce questa storia, otto rimanelle delle quattro creature, sette sovvenute, sette cavaliere, sei sulle assemme care Gina Manaia, cinque le gommare care Cette Rallera, quattro figlia mascolero e anche lui mira, tre soli bellezze della figlia d'orre, dolce stava nonno che teneva due cavaliere.
We'll be right back.
That's a great song from Massimo Ferrante's new album, Ricordi. It's called Astrina Ara Cusintina. And the story behind that is apparently on New Year's Eve in the village where he's from Yoggi in Calabria. I guess this is probably quite diffuse in other parts of Italy too. But people used to go around to the houses in the village singing this song and other types of songs, just wishing people Happy New Year. And they'd always, of course, be invited into the house where they'd be offered food and drink before they moved on to the next house where they'd also be offered food and drink. And, you know, by the time the evening was wearing on, they were all a little bit worse for wear. And then they would crawl home, probably into bed, maybe not even seeing out the new year, depending on how much they'd had to drink, of course. Now, personally, I can testify to the fact that many Italians are extremely hospitable. And when I've been visiting, particularly in Sardinia, I remember an afternoon where I was sort of traipsed around to the various relatives and friends of these people I was staying with, and was offered something to eat and drink in every house, including some very lethal liqueur, which was homemade. And I was also all very good, of course, but there's only so much you can handle in one afternoon. Okay, so Massimo Ferrante, great album from him, lots of southern songs. The first one from that set was another song that was actually in Neapolitan dialect. We seem to have a little bit of a theme happening this afternoon with Neapolitan music. That song actually comes from a puppet master he worked with back in the 90s, and the text of the song was written by Eugenio Pragliola, who was from Naples province, and it was just called Annuvella, meaning una novella in Italian, which would be a story. So, and indeed was a story. And I slipped in another little track in there just to break things up a bit. Riccardo Tesi from his new album, Crinali, a track called Dina, which is actually a mazurka, which is a traditional dance piece. And on that there was organetto. You probably know that Riccardo Tesi is one of the most famous organetto or melodeon players in the world, one of Filippo Gambetta's teachers, in fact. Claudio Carbone was on tenor sax, and then there was bass, clarinet, guitar, piano, bass, and a lot of different percussion. It's a really interesting album. Crinali is out on Felme Records. It's by Riccardo Tesi and Claudio Carbone. Okay, you're listening to CIT. ITR 101.9 FM. This show is called Give 'em the Boot. It's a panorama of Italian folk music in all its splendor. If you'd like to write in to me, please do so. My email is musicalboot@yahoo.ca, or feel free to give us a call in the studio, 604-822-2487. Okay, per quelli italiani, vorrei proporre una canzone di un gruppo che ho scoperto recentemente grazie ad un CD che mi è arrivato nella posta. E il gruppo si chiama Paro Plapi, che è un nome molto particolare. E non credo che significhi qualcosa in particolare. È infatti un nome che è stata creata, è stato creato dalla figlia di uno dei cantanti. Paro Plapi fanno canzoni da tutto l'arco latino, quindi dalla Francia, dall'Occitano, dall'Italia e anche di altri paesi nel Mediterraneo. E questa canzone qui si chiama Ninna Nanna Fiorentina, è dal loro disco La Finestra dell'Ultimo Piano, che è stato pubblicato da Radici Music nel 2005. E Ninna Nanna Fiorentina è una ninna nanna dalla regione Toscana.
Cucine di pollo, la vostra mamma mia, mi va marito. Cara la mia mamma, mi piace Giovan. Cara la mia figlia, aspetta corona.
That version of that song. Some of you might have heard Fiamma Fumana, who played recently in Vancouver. They do a version of that song called Maridem. This group, Paroplapi, is a trio of musicians who come from different parts of the Mediterranean, a couple from Italy, one from France, from the Provence region. And this couple of songs put together were two traditional ones, Mamma Mia Mi Vuoi Marida and Maridem, which are pretty much the same type of song, two versions of the same song, meaning Mother Mine, I Want to Be Wed, Let Me Be Wed. And they bring together, the first one is from the Cremasco region of Lombardia, and the second, Maridem, from Pieve di Cento in Ferrara. And that's the version, the Maridem version is the one that Fiamma Fumana do a great version of. And it's pretty much the dialogue between mother and daughter about the wedding day. Daughter's saying, you know, she has to wait a year and then a month and a week and a day all the way down to the end, and then she can happily live forever after with her groom. It's a very interesting way of setting up the song, with the conversation happening between the mother and daughter. And in fact, Maridem, believe the version of Fiamma Fumana do, it's actually the father and the daughter, and Alberto Cotica takes the role of the father. It's quite an interesting version. Paroplapi also did a song called the Ninna Nanna Fiorentina, which is the Florentine lullaby, and as its name suggests, is a lullaby from Florence. Well, it's very famous in all of the Tuscan region. And in between there, I played, may have seemed a little out of character actually, but a rumba from a trio called Trio Contempo, and that's from the Felme catalogue from 2006, and they're a trio of cello, guitar, and a bandoneon, which is obviously more used in the music of Astor Piazzolla. And in fact, that was a rumba. I'm going to finish up here. It's just a few minutes until my show is finished. This has been Given the Boot with Linda Bull. It's every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'd like to finish up by mentioning that at 2:30 we have Robert coming in with Reel to Reel, and more great stuff happening in the afternoon, so don't tune out just yet. I'd like to play a track from the group called IS Dana, and it's a great mix of Irish and Italian music. And Irish music is very big in Italy, Celtic music in general. And this one, this group has a great mix of Irish musicians with Italian musicians. And there's two very famous Irish musicians, Paddy Keenan on Uilleann pipes and Martin O'Connor on accordion in this track, Lazza d'Amuri. And if I have time, I'll squeeze in Filippo Gambetta to finish off. We started off with him today from his album Pria Goyea, Corbu.